Forte Foundation is a collaboration
between leading companies
and top business schools to launch women into fulfilling,
significant careers
through access to business education,
opportunities,
and a community of successful women.
Our goal is to connect you
to the right people
and give you access to the tools you need
to have the successful business career
you deserve.
Welcome back to the Forte Foundation podcast. Every episode, we bring you personal stories and career insights from successful businesswomen representing diverse industries and career stages. If you're unfamiliar with Forte and what we do, please go to fortefoundation.org right now and see what we can do for you. This is part two of our three-part series of heart-to-heart conversations with some of our favorite professional women. You'll hear from Victoria Ransom, CEO of Access Trips, a culinary touring company; Blaine Wilkes, Senior Manager at Deloitte Consulting; Lindsay Pollock, author of Getting from College to Career, among other books; and Hannah Grenaud, Associate Principal at McKinsey & Co. Today's episode is focused on advice for undergraduate women at the beginning of their career path. We asked our experts what advice they would give to these young people who are just starting out.
My advice to young women just starting out is to really get out there, experiment, pursue your passions, and find the opportunities that are exciting to you. And don't worry about how you will make it all work 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road, because it will all work if you're committed to making it happen.
Persevere and believe in yourself, particularly if you're an entrepreneur. Things will not go as you hoped at the beginning. It'll be a roller coaster. You'll have major setbacks and wonderful good pieces of news that will be followed by setbacks again, and it really requires you to just persevere and believe in yourself, and I think you'll be surprised with the results you get.
I would say don't beat yourselves up. I find that often when women are coming up to me and saying, I don't feel like I'm pulling my weight at work because I'm on flex time, or because I take my kid to school on Monday so I get to work later than everybody else. Almost without exclusion, everyone is fine. It's her. The team feels like she's pulling her weight. Everybody understands the situation she's in. She is the one who feels like she's not pulling her weight, and she is her own worst enemy. And so I think, you know, make decisions about how you spend your time and be comfortable with the decisions and don't beat yourself up over them.
My favorite career advice to give to young people is something that I did totally by accident when I was in college, which is that I started a career notebook, and I kept all of my career-related stuff in one place. So notes from workshops that I attended, notes from informational interviews, articles that I clipped about cool and interesting people, and now I have this big stack of stuff that's now become multiple notebooks. It's really like a big tub of stuff now. And I have this record of all the things I've been interested in, all the people I've followed, and I go through it occasionally, and it's absolutely amazing how much comes back and is helpful even 10 or 15 years after I collected it. So a piece of advice that I give that students seem to really like is just keep everything in one place, and you can use it as an organization tool, but it's also an assessment piece. You know, if you think you're interested in law school and everything you're clipping is about starting your own business, which is exactly what I did, I realized maybe that's what I really want to do. Sometimes you're not honest with yourself. So keep everything together as an organization tip and also as a way to build your career almost secretly from yourself. So that my big tip is the career notebook. And a lot of people do it on the computer today, but mine is definitely old media in a nice notebook in a box.
What would you recommend young women do now to prepare for a career such as yours?
I think the most important thing is to really figure out what you're excited about and to be open to all of the possibilities that are out there. I think what's interesting for most women who are coming out of college and looking at careers is that they look at those careers and think about whether or not they could imagine themselves doing that for 20, 30 years. And the truth of the matter is, at this stage in all of our careers and at this generation and time in the economy, most people are not going to be doing what they start out doing for the next 30 or 40 years. And so thinking about broadly the kinds of things that you're passionate about and thinking about the kinds of experiences that you're going to want to have along the way to help you get ready for that is probably the best thing that you can do to get ready for your career.
A person who's in college now and wants to pursue a career in entrepreneurship, I think there are several routes they can take. If they have an idea and they're really passionate about it, I don't see any reason why they can't give it a go. I think starting a business right out of college has a lot of pluses because your risks are low. If it doesn't work out, you really have got your whole career ahead of you, and I think you're very employable if you've run your own business. And just to give an example, I worked this summer with a VC firm as an entrepreneur in residence, and there are a couple of other teams there, and one of them was an undergraduate team that just graduated from Babson College, and I believe they're just about to or have already received several million dollars in funding. So, you know, you can start a business right out of undergrad. If you don't have an idea and you're not ready to start a business, then you could try to work for a startup. Or I think there's a lot to be said for taking a more traditional career path, initially working in banking or consulting to get a little experience and then branching out on your own.
Advice I always give to college students is you've got to try things. So when I graduated from college, I did nothing. I sat around, I kind of hoped a job would fall out of a tree or come to my room and knock on the door. But the reality is you have to try things. You just don't know what you're going to like until you try it. So I'm really glad that I had a corporate background for a couple of years because now I know that's not what I want and I was able to do my own thing. The other piece of advice I give all the time is keep building your contacts. Everything that has happened to me in my career has been because of the people I've met, the mentors I've had, the bosses who've helped me, the clients who've given me feedback. That's so important. So always build your network and keep that with you, you know, from college all the way through your career. You can never go wrong.
What is the best piece of career advice you've ever received?
I think the best piece of career advice that I've ever received is to really own your own career. It's kind of a surprising thing to have to know, and it's a surprising thing to have to learn, but as you go through your educational experiences, they are really a very passive experience. You follow through the classes that are set for you, you try to do as well as you can on all of the tests and all of the examinations that are placed in front of you, but when you get out into the career world, what's exciting about it, and what's most challenging about it, I think, is that you really have to blaze your own trail. And so the best career advice I've ever received from a senior mentor of mine at McKinsey was to really own your own career decisions and own your own career path, and to think about the life ahead of you as the person who is primarily responsible for shaping it, and not to wait for life to hand you a bunch of opportunities, but to really create the opportunities that are very exciting to you, and to take responsibility for all of those decisions.
So the best piece of career advice, I don't remember one specific person telling me this, but certainly something that I've garnered over the years from other people and from my own experience is just, and this comes as no revelation, but it is so important to be passionate about what you do. I think, you know, I said it before, if you can have as much money as you like and as much prestige, but if you're not really passionate about what you're doing, I don't think you'll have a satisfying career. But coupled with that, I think it's really critical that you can believe that you'll be really good at what you're doing and that you can really excel in that field. Because again, you can be as passionate as you like, but if you don't excel, again, I don't think you'll be satisfied with what you're doing.
Get a mentor and really use your mentor. And it's not always about finding a new mentor, but keeping your mentor and having a whole range of mentors and even going back to an old mentor you had several years ago. If you are having something you need to talk about that, you know, someone who's helped you before can help you with. So, you know, not always I need a new mentor, but having a network of mentors who you've had for years who you can go to for different problems. At Deloitte, part of our job is serving clients and part of our job is giving back to the firm and giving back to the community. And I think on that other side, the firm and community side is where you find mentors, because there are so many initiatives and opportunities at Deloitte to meet different people at different levels. The more involved you get in the different opportunities, be it working with the Women's Initiative Network on a networking opportunity, or working on Eminence to publish a paper, or setting up training for a brown bag lunch. I mean, every opportunity that you seize, there's going to be a leader there. And you will meet them. If, you know, all you do is focus on client work and you don't focus on any of the other aspects and opportunities you get in consulting, you're not going to meet as many potential mentors. But the more initiatives you're involved in, the more potential mentors that you'll meet.
The best piece of career advice I ever received was do something every day that scares you. Take more risks. And it's become a little bit of a cliche, but I'm always so grateful when I do the things I'm scared of. That's always when the biggest opportunities come, when I meet the most interesting people, when I get the biggest clients. So you've got to get out of your comfort zone in order to succeed, no matter what your career is, particularly entrepreneurship, and I think in business too. You know, the world is not led by people who wait and see what happens. You've got to get out there and take risks. And sometimes they totally blow up in your face, but I'm always glad that I've tried something, and I always regret it when I shy away from something.
Thanks to Hannah, Victoria, Blaine, and Lindsay for sharing their wisdom. Tune in next time to hear more from this great group of women. Next episode, we'll ask our experts to look backward and reflect on what they do differently. Please subscribe to the Forte Foundation podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. And don't forget to review us on iTunes. It really helps. Thanks.